Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom everyone. This is Evangelist, author of the battle with today in Bible Prophecy Ministries. I want to welcome to our program as we look at current world events and what is happening in prophecy and the soon return of our Lord Jesus as the rapture of the church. It is great to be here with you. I'm coming live to you from Lincoln, Rhode Island. We are at Prophecy Headquarters at our home base here in New England. Just got back from Ohio late last night. Went up to Ohio, went to preach at a church there for a midweek service this past Wednesday at the Grace Bible Baptist Church, pastored by my good friend, Brother David Stocksdale. It's great to see him, his wife, all of their family. They are just a blessing to us. Had a wonderful time preaching there on Wednesday night about how important is it for us to have a biblical world view. And again, we just have a wonderful time over there with them. Lord just really put a lot of things on my heart as I preached for the people, church, and we're looking forward to, Lord willing, seeing them in August of this year. And then, of course, we drove about 2 hours to Indiana, and we packed up our daughter, and got her all packed up, moved up, and then drove moving truck to Ohio, back to Ohio, spent the night in Ohio with our friends, and then early Friday morning at around 7 a.m., made the 11-hour trip back to Massachusetts. Well, 30 minutes further to Massachusetts. And even though we left at 7 a.m., we did not get into Massachusetts till about maybe 9:45 p.m., so it was a long day affair. But our daughter is back home in New England. Her family is excited about that. Her mother and I are excited about that. And so it was a long, long, long day. But praise the Lord, we are back just in time for our radio program today. And just to remind all of you that tomorrow morning, January the 10th, I will be preaching in Bellingham, Massachusetts, at First Baptist Church. Now, this church is pastored by a very dear friend of mine whom I've known for years. Both of us are products and natives of New Bedford, Massachusetts. And I'll be preaching for my good friend, Pastor Baron Rodericks. If you live in Bellingham or any of the surrounding areas, come on out and visit us tomorrow morning as I will be preaching at the First Baptist Church in Bellingham, Massachusetts. I'm looking forward to being there. It's just going to be Sunday morning only. So I'll be preaching Sunday school, 9:45 a.m., and the worship service, 10:45 a.m. So come on out for the morning service at First Baptist Church in Bellingham, Massachusetts. Another reminder for all of you, our Bible Prophecy Tour to Israel is 3 months away. We're leaving March 14th, coming back on the 24th. That will be an 11-day Bible Prophecy Tour. I will be teaching Bible prophecy on location, and we'll be not only in Israel, but we will also be in southern Jordan at a place called Petra, where Petra will play a major role in Bible prophecy. So come on out for the 11 days to the Holy Land with us, including Petra. My wife and I will be your tour host, and I will be teaching Bible prophecy on location. We would love to have you join us. If you have any questions or you want more information, send me an email, august.today in Bible prophecy at gmail.com. august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. If you would like a return phone call back, just include your phone number, and I would be more than happy to get back to you and try to answer any questions that you have. And so, again, it's going to come up on us quick. If you are ready to go, then you can call our tour operator, Christian Tours to Israel. Their toll-free number is 1-888-300-3038. That's 1-888-300-3038. Ask for Eyal Evan. Eyal is spelled E-Y-A-L. Eyal Evan. E-V-A-N. Eyal Evan. Let him know that you would like to join me on the Bible Prophecy Tour to the Holy Land. We're going to take a small group with us between maybe 15, 20 people. Make it small, make it personal for everybody. Enjoy wonderful fellowship, wonderful food. When I'm talking food, I'm talking buffet, everything. So we would love to have you join us on the Bible Prophecy Tour of the Holy Land. Don't forget to visit my website, todayinbibleprophecy.org. And while you're there, sign up for our free email newsletter. They go out every single week. I write articles. I also have guest editorials from other good Bible prophecy teachers, news events, my speaking schedule, what's happening in the ministry. You can be in the loophole. Keep you up to date as to what's going on here in the ministry. So again, visit my website, todayinbibleprophecy.org. If you miss any of our live broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, then go to the website, my website, and you can click on all the archives of all the past radio shows. And I hope and pray that it will be a blessing. But remember, January 10th, 9:45 a.m., 10:45 a.m., I will be preaching at First Baptist Church in Bellingham, Massachusetts. I hope and pray that you decide to join us on the program. You can also go to my YouTube site, simply August Rosado, and you can watch the video archive of this broadcast that you're listening to right now. So we got quite a few video up there. You can also enjoy the interview that I did in Israel with Chaim, the man who was the star who played Tevi the Milkman in Fiddler on the Roof. Dr. Todd Baker and myself interviewed him at our hotel in Tel Aviv, Israel, and what a blessing it was to talk with him. It's almost like an hour interview, and so I hope and pray that you go to the YouTube website, just simply type in August Rosado, and you'll see all of the videos that we put in the past of our radio broadcast. What I want to do right now is talk about the subject of other tribes of Israel. Does the Bible teach 10 lost tribes? Does the Bible teach British Israelism? And what I want to do is just simply read out of Revelation chapter number 7, verses 4 through 8. All of you know this passage of Scripture. It says in verse number 4, Revelation chapter 7, verse number 4, "And I heard a number of them were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Verse 6, of the tribe of Asher, 12,000. Naphtali, 12,000. Manasseh, 12,000. Verse 7, Simeon, 12,000. Levi, 12,000. Issachar, 12,000. Verse 8, Zebulun, 12,000. Joseph, 12,000. And Benjamin, 12,000. So, folks, the Bible tells us that in the future, based on Bible prophecy, God is going to raise up 144,000 male Jewish Israelites. They're virgins, based on Revelation 14. 12,000 each of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Now, don't allegorize this. Don't spiritualize it and say, well, it's the Jehovah's Witnesses, or it's the Mormons, or that's the church. We need to take the Bible for its plain sense, literal meaning, comparing Scripture with Scripture. We are looking at 12,000 Jews, 12,000 each from the 12 tribes of Israel, 144,000 in all. And they're going to be preaching the gospel during the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. And based on their evangelizing and based on their preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus, multitudes and multitudes are going to get saved during that period of time. But there are many that are out there today that are teaching British Israelism, that those 10 northern tribes never return back to the land of Israel. They were scattered to other nations. You know, for example, United Kingdom today, Great Britain, would be the tribe of Ephraim. That's where Ephraim settled. And the tribe of Manasseh settled in what is today the United States of America. I don't know where they get all of these fanciful, wild imaginations from, but it certainly does not line up with the Word of God. Again, many are teaching this doctrine of British Israelism today, teaching 10 lost northern tribes. Now, folks, this theory teaches that, as I said, the tribe of Ephraim is the United Kingdom. The tribe of Manasseh is the United States of America. And nothing could be further from the truth. British Israelism promotes the idea that when the Northern Kingdom of Israel was destroyed in 722 B.C., those 10 northern tribes never returned back to the land. Is that true? Does the Bible teach that those 10 northern tribes never returned back to the land? The theory of British Israelism is that the 10 northern tribes were scattered to other nations today and that they never returned to the land of Israel. And again, folks, simply is not true. The Bible does not teach this in any way, shape, or form. The question that we need to ask is this biblical? Does the Bible teach 10 lost tribes of Israel? Did they ever return back to the land after the Assyrian captivity? And folks, I believe that the Bible teaches otherwise. There is indeed evidence to the contrary in the Bible that those so-called 10 lost tribes did return back to the land after the Assyrian captivity in 722 B.C. And folks, my argument is based on 2 Chronicles chapter number 30. What I want to do is go to 2 Chronicles chapter 30. And if you have your Bible, I want to encourage you to read along with me. We're just going to look at a couple of passages here. The context of 2 Chronicles chapter 30 is the preparation for the Passover. They hadn't kept the Passover in such a long time. Hezekiah, that godly king of Judah, that Jewish king, becomes king of Judah. And now he is encouraging all the people of Israel to come to Jerusalem to keep the Passover. So King Hezekiah, the godly Jewish king of Judea, invited all those tribes to come back to Jerusalem, especially the northern tribes, to come to the south, to Jerusalem, to keep the Passover. Second Chronicles chapter 30, verse 1 tells us this. And Hezekiah said to all Israel and Judah, and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh, two northern tribes, that they should come to the house of the Lord, that would be the temple, at Jerusalem, to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel. Hezekiah has called on two northern tribes, Ephraim and Manasseh, to come to Jerusalem to keep the Passover. And you will notice those two northern tribes were taken in the Assyrian captivity. But yet, two northern tribes are mentioned, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were taken at that time to Assyria in the year 722 B.C. Hezekiah, in verse number 5, is invited all of the 12 tribes from the north to the south to come and to keep the Passover in Jerusalem. In verse number 5, it says this. So they established a decree to make a proclamation throughout all Israel. We're talking from the north to the south, Israel. The Bible even gives us that geographical location, from Beersheba even to Dan. Dan is the northern tip of the state of Israel today, and Beersheba, its extreme south. From Beersheba even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel at Jerusalem. But they have not done it of a long time in such sort as it is written. Well, the godly Jewish king Hezekiah is inviting all those tribes from the north to the south to come to the city of Jerusalem, Shel Zahav, which is Hebrew for Jerusalem, the city of gold, to come to this city of Jerusalem to keep the very Passover. Now, when we talk about the southern tribes that dwelt in Judah, of course, that would be Jerusalem, with their capital. Remember, during the days of the divided monarchy, both those tribes split. 10 tribes going to the north with Samaria as their capital, 2 tribes going to the south, Judah and Benjamin, with Jerusalem as their capital. So when we talk about southern tribes that dwell in Judah with Jerusalem as their capital, that would be Judah and Benjamin. When we talk about Israel and those 10 tribes that settled in the north, Samaria was there. Now, when we look at the word Israel, the word Israel is used one of three ways, okay? It's either referring to Jacob. Remember in Genesis 32:28, Jacob's name was changed from Jacob to Israel, which means I will fight for you. Okay? So the word Israel is used one of three ways, either referring to Jacob, or referring to all 12 tribes, or referring to the 10 northern tribes. My point is this. It is never referred to the two southern tribes alone, Judah and Benjamin. It is referred to either Jacob, all 12 tribes, or the 10 northern tribes, but never to Judah and to Benjamin. When we look at the state of Israel today, we can look at Israel in, okay, from Nazareth north, that would be the Galilee. From Jerusalem south, that would be Judea. And everything in between is Samaria. Let me do that again. If you have a pen and paper, write that down. From Nazareth north, in the state of Israel today, would be the Galilee. From Jerusalem south, that would be all Judea. That would be Samaria. That is how the state of Israel is divided biblically. Now, folks, the 10 northern tribes are always referred to as Israel, not Judea. They are called Israel, or they are called the children of Israel. Either Israel or the children of Israel. The 10 northern tribes are always referred to as Israel, not Judea. They're called Israel or the children of Israel. I want you to notice how verse number 6 of 2 Chronicles chapter 30 makes that distinction. So the post, in other words, in biblical times, they would have runners who would go on horses, and they would deliver letters to the king. They would ride from the north to the south, central. So the post went with letters from the king, King Hezekiah, and its princes throughout all Israel and Judah. Notice Israel and Judah. There's a distinction there. Throughout all Israel and Judah. And according to the commandment of the king, saying, ye children of Israel, that would refer to the 10 northern tribes, turn again unto the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that would be Jacob, Genesis 32:28. And he will return to the remnant of you. Now notice this, that are escaped out of the hand of the kings of Assyria. Now, folks, based on British Israelism, those tribes never came back from the Assyrian captivity. They never, that's not what we read here in 2 Chronicles, chapter number 30. 2 Chronicles, chapter 30, makes that distinction between the two southern tribes and the 10 northern tribes. And yet, the host was sending letters to the north, to the 10 northern tribes, the children of Israel, those who escaped or came back from the Assyrian captivity of 722 BC to come to Jerusalem to keep the Passover. 2 Chronicles 30 totally contradicts British Israelism. Now, folks, you know, people who teach the lost tribe theory, they make a lot of money off a lot of those books because you got to be original and you got to be sensational to bring something new to the table. And unfortunately, a lot of Christians follow that stuff. But the Bible does not substantiate that theory. 2 Chronicles 30 totally contradicts that. The message in verse number 6 is to the 10 northern tribes who came back from the Assyrian captivity to come to Jerusalem for the Passover. And folks, verse number 9 reinforces verse number 6. If I can read that for you. For if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that led them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. Again, folks, that contradicts British Israelism. Those 10 tribes never returned to the land. It's not what I just read here. That lead them captive so that they shall come again into this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful and will not turn away his face from you if you return unto him. I mean, folks, how clear does the Bible have to be? The The Bible makes it very clear based on verse 6 and verse number 9. Verse 6 says they came back or they escaped from the Assyrian captivity. And verse 9 says so that they would come back into this very land. Romans 3:2 says, let God be true, but every man a liar. We cannot get tossed to and fro, ladies and gentlemen, with all of these different winds of doctrine that are not found in the Word of God, that are leading Christians astray doctrinally. That's why the Bible has to be our only source. It has to be our only means of biblical doctrine, right teaching. And we have to watch out about what's being propagated there on TV today or on Christian radio, because there's a lot of false doctrine out there today. And it's simply because Christians are not taking the Bible for its plain sense, literal meaning. In chapter 31 of verse 6, it tells us that all 12 tribes were back in the land, Israel and Judah. Folks, we're talking northern and southern tribes. In chapter 31 and in verse number 6, it says, and concerning the children of Israel and Judah that dwelt in the cities of Judah, they also brought in the tithe, the oxen, the sheep, the tithe of the holy things, which were consecrated unto the Lord their God, and laid them by feet. It says, concerning the children of Israel, northern tribes, and Judah, southern tribes. Folks, they were there back in the land. And again, this contradicts the 10 lost tribes theory or British Israelism. The Jewish prophet Ezekiel was prophesying to the northern kingdom of Israel because of their disobedience. He uses the phrase Judah 18 times in the book of Ezekiel. He uses Judah 18 times and Israel 160. Ezekiel wrote 2,500 years ago, all 12 tribes were back in the land. When Ezra wrote some 2,500 years ago, folks, all 12 tribes were back in the land. If you remember in Matthew chapter 10, verse 6, Jesus said, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He didn't say the same sheep. He said the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It's unfortunate that we have people out there today, one of them being John Hagee, who teaches a dual covenant theology, that there are two salvations, one for the Jew and one for the Christian. The Jew has salvation outside of Jesus Christ, based on the Mosaic law, and the Christian has salvation in Jesus Christ based on grace. The Bible doesn't teach two salvations, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of all mankind, both Jew and Gentile. There are no two salvations. There's one salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. As a Jew, if you plan on going to heaven, you must go through the Lord Jesus Christ. As a Gentile, if you plan on going to heaven, you must go through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus did not say, I came to the saved sheep of the house of Israel, to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As a matter of fact, the Jews in Jesus and John the Baptist's day were using their physical descendancy as a means of going to heaven, because we're Jews, we're on our way to heaven because we're the chosen people of God. John the Baptist put that to bed, and he said in Matthew chapter 3, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, because God is able to take these stones and raise up children unto Abraham. So don't trust in your physical descendants as Jews to go to heaven. Jesus in Matthew 10:6 instructs his disciples, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. 2,000 years ago, all 12 tribes were back in the land. Here's another example. In Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 27, and in verse number 36, we see evidence of northern tribes in the land during the birth of the Lord Jesus. And I want to go to Luke chapter
under chapter number 2, and I'm looking at verse number 25, and this is what it says, talking about Simeon and Anna. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah in Hebrew, the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and with his parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law. Verse 36 says this, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. Asher was a northern tribe, a so-called 7 years from her virginity. If his tribes are lost and they never return to the land, then why does it assume that Anna was there, who was of the tribe of Asher? 2,000 years ago, all 12 tribes were back in the land. Another example would be Acts chapter 2 and verse number 5. You have Jews from every nation under the sun to celebrate the Feast of Weeks. Shavuot in Hebrew, or what we would call in the Greek today, Pentecost. You have Jews from every nation, Aliyah, they had to go to Jerusalem to keep the feast. As a matter of fact, there were three main Jewish feasts that Jews had to go to Jerusalem, no matter where they lived in the world or in the regions. They had to make Aliyah 3 times a year to the city of Jerusalem for the three pilgrim feasts. Pesach, that would be Passover in Hebrew. And then you have Shavuot in the Greek, Pentecost, and then Sukkot, which would be the Feast of Tabernacles. Jews, based on Deuteronomy 16:16, had to go up to Jerusalem 3 times a year to keep those Jewish there in Jerusalem. All 12 tribes were in the land. All the apostles make reference to these 12 tribes in his confrontation with King Agrippa in Acts chapter 26, verse number 7, where he says, our 12 tribes serve God faithfully. You had those 12 tribes who were in the land. They were in the very region. They were not lost. They were present. They were not lost. We also find in James 1:1 that James made reference to the 12 tribes which were scattered abroad greeted. The Greek word for scattered would be diaspora. So that would mean that means that they were scattered around the region. Mind you, James wrote his book before the temple destruction in the year 70 AD. You still had the tribes in the land. You had some of them scattered outside the land in the region of the Roman Empire, but they were still present in the region up until 70 AD when they were scattered to the four corners of Europe. But because of the promises that God made to the Jewish people, that God would bring them back into their own homeland. By the way, that was fulfilled May 14, 1948. If you simply just don't want to believe that, you just simply don't know your Bible, and there are some serious anti-Semitic issues going on with you. And I'm not trying to be mean-spirited here, folks. There's just too much of this garbage, this nonsense going on today, and we really need to be very careful about that. There's a group in India called the B'nai Menashe, the B'nai Menashe group. And, of course, India just suffered a major earthquake. It was like 6.7 on the Richter scale. And there's a group there who believe that they are descended from the tribe of Manasseh. Now, you have about 3,000 of the B'nai Menashe Jews made Aliyah to Israel. There are 7,000 of them who are there right now, but there are about 300 of them that are waiting approval from the Israeli government to make Aliyah back to Israel. Now, I don't know how they know for sure that they are of the tribe of Manasseh. I'm not questioning whether they are or whether they are not. But my point is simply this. They're making their way back to Israel. Now, British Israelism teaches today that the tribe of Manasseh sells in what is today the United States of America. Or the tribe of Ephraim sells in what is today the United Kingdom or Great Britain. Folks, nothing can be further from the truth. We need to start Fairyland, Disneyland, theology, the Bible makes it, amen. If those people, both Benai and Manasseh in India, if they are indeed descendants of the tribe of Manasseh, well, they're not in America. They're over there in India, but they're making their way back to the land of Israel. So we just really need to be careful with this type of wrong theology. But we know based on Ezekiel chapter number 48 that in the kingdom there will be 12 gates with the name of the 12 tribes on there. And in the kingdom, they will go through their prospective gates. Isn't it? It's mentioned as being among those tribes here in Ezekiel chapter number 48. Jesus said about the apostles in Matthew 19:28. He said that in the regeneration, you will sit upon 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So the apostles will be judging those 12 tribes at that time in the kingdom. The word regeneration is a Greek word, paleogenesia, which literally means Genesis again. Genesis or Edenic-like conditions that will be partially restored during the millennial kingdom reign of the Lord Jesus. But then when we get to Revelation chapter number 21, Revelation chapter 21 and verse number 22, it tells us this right here. I'm sorry, Revelation 21:12. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and had gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Matthew 19:28 is parallel with Revelation 21, verse number 12. But in respect to the upcoming 7-year period of tribulation, there are going to be 12 tribes, 12,000 Jews from each tribe, 144,000 that are going to be preaching the gospel during the tribulation period. We know based on Revelation chapter 11, two witnesses are going to be preaching. And I believe those two witnesses will lead 144,000 Jews to the Lord Jesus. Those 144,000 are going to be preaching the gospel at that time. Multitude is going to be on the earth during the tribulation period. There's no need for 144,000 preaching the gospel on the earth. There'll be no need for the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11 prophesying, preaching the gospel. There's no need for the angel in Revelation 14:6 to preach the everlasting gospel to them on the earth, since the church is going to be on the earth anyway in the tribulation period. Why use these three groups? My point is this. Because the church will not be on the earth. Throughout that whole 7-year period, the church will not be present on the earth. God will raise up these three groups, 144,000 in Revelation 7, two witnesses in Revelation 11, and the angel preaching the everlasting gospel to them, the unregenerate, the unbelievers, to them on the face of the earth. God will raise up these three groups to preach the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of the Lord Jesus at that time. Sure, multitudes will get saved during the tribulation period, but a lot of them will also be led at the hands of the Antichrist. So, folks, with that news story, Sanasha, in India, these Jews who believe they are of the quote-unquote lost tribe of Manasseh, making their way back to Israel because of that devastating earthquake that they experienced over there, I believe, reminds us that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled in the not-too-distant future, where once again, the 12 tribes of Israel. So that reminds you and I that the next prophetic event on God's calendar will be the rapture of the church of the living God. Folks, as I bring this broadcast to a close, again, I'll be preaching January 10th in Bellingham, Massachusetts at First Baptist Church, 9:45 a.m. and 10:45 a.m. I hope that you make plans to join us as I will look at current world events in life. Don't forget to visit my website again, today in BibleProphecy.org. While you're there, so that I will add you on there and give you the last letter that went out and you start receiving future correspondence newsletter. Our trip to Israel, March 14th through the 24th, 11 days in Israel, and of course, spending the day in southern Jordan at Petra. I will be teaching you all more information. Again, the email, august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. If you want more information, I'll try to answer any questions that you have. Or if you're ready to go with us, call our toll operator, Christian Tours to Israel. Toll free, 1-888-300-3038. Ask once again for Eyal Evans, E-Y-A-L, Eyal Evans, E-D-A-N, Eyal Evans. Let him know if you want to join me, August Rosado, in the Holy Land for the Bible Prophecy Tour of Israel, March 14th through the 27th. Follow me on all the social networks. You can follow me on Facebook. Send me a friend request. Simply August Rosado. You can also follow me on Twitter, Bible_prophecy, or simply August Rosado. And I post all of our news articles on Twitter. Follow me on LinkedIn, simply Evangelist August Rosado. And you can follow me, keep up with us on those social networks. And folks, if you're listening to the program and you don't have air insurance and going to heaven, good news for you. Jesus died on the cross for your sins and my sins, shed his blood for you, was buried. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. He wants to give you eternal life. Too many Christians say bickering and fighting over doctrine while souls are dying and going to hell. Shame on you. I'm here to use this ministry, this program, this broadcast to want to win people to the Lord Jesus. Unfortunately, Christians have no spiritual priorities whatsoever. Church today has dropped the ball. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ has come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. He said in John 10:10. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, say a prayer something like this. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. I repent of my sin. You are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. I receive your free gift of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me and coming into my life today. In your name I pray. Amen. Again, if you pray that prayer, I want to rejoice with you. I want to hear from you. Again, get in touch with me, august.todayinbibleprophecy@gmail.com. I want to help you grow in your walk with the Lord, direct you to a good, solid, local, Bible-believing, independent, fundamental church, and send you some literature in the mail to help you in your walk with the Lord.
The peace of Jerusalem.